Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Day player on 720 WGN. So weather is finally warming up, which means we can actually sit and enjoy a great meal or a classic cocktail outdoors. And tonight, Elliot Bambra, one half of the dynamic duo of WGN TV's and CLTV's Chicago's Best, is joining us in studio tonight to talk about the best outdoor spots as well as the series' upcoming 200th episode and more. Elliot, nice to see you, pal.
How you doing, buddy?
I am fabulous.
Quick question. What does that make me if we're a dynamic duo? Does that make me Batman or Robin?
Oh, it's up to you. I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. I'm just curious.
I'm going to say it could be. I'm going to say Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Okay.
Adam West Batman, or are we going old school Batman, or do we mean
Adam
Nolan?
West.
Adam West?
Adam West, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's like almost 90, that guy, and he still sounds and looks exactly the same.
I love hearing him on Family Guy.
My youngest son is 3. Oh, yeah, Mayor West. He's 3, and, you know, he loves Super Friends. Now, that's mm-hmm. a throwback show from the 70s.
Right.
Okay. But the Adam West Batmans, I just thought, okay, he's going to be 4. Maybe he can handle a couple pows and bangs and whatever that's
Bam.
Going on. Exactly.
Bam.
So we started with the movie, which is, you know, Academy Award winning, you know, movie.
Oh, yeah.
With the shark
on
the
lake. It's on the top 10 movies of all time.
It is.
Citizen Kane and then the Batman movie.
The Batman movie, exactly. And he absolutely loves it. Like, we're just starting season 2, and he'll watch multiple episodes in a row and found the original at Target, the original 60s Batmobile with all the figures. So he's totally tied into retro Batman. I just love that.
I wonder how he would deal with Bale, with
Bale's Batman.
Ooh, you know
with
what?
With that Dark Nolan, gritty Chicago.
Yeah, that. Did you see that one?
Man, I fell in love with Batman all over again. I mean, I grew up on Adam West when I was growing up in the UK. It used to be on the summer vacation time when I was off school. There'd be a huge slew of shows. It'd be like Batman and a puppet show from the UK called Thunderbirds. And
Thunderbirds. Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, they were here too.
A bunch of other shows, and that was one of the ones I watched, and I used to love watching that. But then when Nolan's Batman came out, it was because there'd been a lot of like attempts at superhero movies that didn't particularly work out too well in the 80s and 90s, and Nolan just... I think he helped to reshape the whole superhero genre again. That now we have, like, you know, all these Iron Man movies and Captain America, and that's how I feel. But you feel differently? Let's talk about this.
Well, the whole Batman thing. There's been so many that have played him, and I know very controversial when Michael Keaton stepped into the role when Batman was kind of brought back. I thought he was fabulous.
But I love Tim Burton as well. So, I mean, that's another reason why I absolutely adore that movie, because it was Tim Burton. And at the time, I adored Prince as well. Prince was a huge, you know, a huge influence musically for me when I was growing up. So that was like... Sorry, I interrupted, but yeah.
No, that's absolutely right.
I love that one.
Absolutely right. I didn't think Val Kilmer, I think, was good. George Clooney didn't bother me as much as it bothered everybody else.
Yeah.
I would definitely rank him toward the bottom of those movies, but Christian Bale, great, and I thought Ben Affleck did a great job. It was just a little different, you know, to see that.
It's too soon as well, I think, to try and reimagine
the character. Redoing it.
And with, like, the Spider-Man reboots again, I mean, they're on, like, third different Spidey after Tobey Maguire.
Now, that one, I think, is too soon, because they're literally remaking that movie from 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, what's the point?
I don't get that either.
Are we all suffering from severe memory loss, and they think we're going to forget? That's clearly a case of Hollywood just chipping in on some extra cash.
Yeah, I think there's a lack of creativity in some cases. And reboots become, every time I hear reboot or I hear they're going to reboot a TV series, or when they were going to reboot the Three Stooges, I'm like, you cannot reboot some of these franchises.
Next one's Prison Break, which my wife's very excited about.
But that's kind of
tailing on from where they left off. Yeah,
so
it's
okay
a little bit different.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Like 24 came back and all that other good stuff. See, when the weather gets nice out, you think about childhood memories and all this really cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I went off a tangent.
No,
there.
I love that. But that's what you're thinking about, though, is when the weather gets nice, you think about all these fun things.
Yeah, and the weather's nice, and it's Chicago, and Chicago's beautiful. And you know what? Both Chicago baseball teams are playing beautifully, so that helps as well to get people
Sox
outside.
Sox are slumping a little bit.
Yeah, my guys are doing just fine.
Oh, they're your guys?
They are my guys.
We've never talked baseball, so now we're in
trouble.
Have
we not? Well, see, this is. I used to. One of my first jobs in TV in the UK was late night at TV in the UK, and it was one of the first seasons that any TV station had just bought the rights to any American sports, being baseball, because this new station, everything else had already gone. American football had already been snapped up. Soccer obviously is gone. Every other sport, so they were like, let's throw some money at baseball. No one else wants it. So I used to get home from working on TV. I would still be wide awake at 1 a.m. And I started watching it properly. And 2005 was the year that I started watching it.
And that was the big year.
There you go. And then I met my wife, and my wife's a White Sox fan, and you know,
gotcha.
the family's outside. So the first game I ever went to as well when I came over here in 2006 was a White Sox game. So obviously that stuck with me as my side.
A lot of people though who discovered baseball in Chicago in the 70s, the 80s, and 90s, found it through the Superstation, too.
Of course.
Where the Cubs were, obviously, and they're not even on the Superstation anymore.
Not anymore.
That's long gone.
I still meet people when we're filming the show.
As soon as you hear WGN, they're like, where are the White Sox?
Yeah.
Or where are the Cubs?
Yeah, where are the Cubs gone?
But we're Skilling.
I still meet a ton of people who didn't grow up here, moved here, but already loved the Cubs because they grew up with the Cubs all over the country.
And
people
Bozo.
From anywhere. And Bozo.
Yeah.
We talked about Bozo on the way.
We did, but we have to be, it's very secretive.
Very solid.
Yeah, exactly.
No, don't worry.
That part of it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So eating outdoors, summer. We just love, you know, that's the one thing about this beautiful weather that we're finally going to see next week, I hear, is like 70s and maybe some 80s by Memorial Day.
Again, I will blame Skilling if it doesn't hit 90. I always blame Tom for everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a word with Tom about this.
You should.
I will.
You should.
That
corner
guy,
him.
That guy.
Corner him in the bathroom. but it's so much fun eating outdoors. And I know, you know, you've got such a plethora, especially with 200 episodes coming up, which we will talk about.
Uh-huh.
You've done these al fresco shows before. And I know one of your faves is the Waterfront Cafe.
Waterfront Cafe is fun because it's kind of hits the spots. Hits all the spots for our show because it's not the normal. Now, everyone knows the big famous places to eat outdoors or rooftop decks in Chicago or patio places that everyone, you know, you could reel off the list, I'm sure. Waterfront Cafe, is a fun little place. It's owned by the local government. It's maintained by them, and it's basically a really small old shack, and it has a bunch of great seats right on the lake, right on Lake Michigan.
Wow.
You can bring your dogs there, so I love it. So my dogs, I can bring them there, and they serve some great food as well. It's a beautiful little spot. It's very quaint. They got some great drinks there as well. It's a fun little spot for the summer, and you can watch the sun rolling in or rolling out, and watch
the
waves. And they got these cool little picture frames as well. We did it when we were there. You can stand behind them and take some photos of yourself with a picture, or you can look at the water.
Now, is that a place when it gets warmer out? Will you beeline it there? I mean, is that just like a favorite little hang?
It's a favorite little place because you know it's kind of a hidden place, kind of a little spot. Unless you really particularly know about it, it's not well. You know, and
sure.
I'm probably going to lose a seat there now. But that'd be a good thing as well, though. But yeah, it's not a well known spot, and it's a great little place, and yeah. It's a fun place to go.
Athena in Greektown.
Yes.
Tell me where it is in Greektown. Because sometimes I forget. I just know where I'm going in Greektown, and I love the restaurant. I know Greek Islands, but where's that one at?
Head south on Ashland.
Okay.
Now I feel like I'm giving directions. You head south on Ashland, past the WCIU, past the old Dominic's, which is now closed, which is turned into Mariana's.
Yeah.
Okay, you get to the lights. You go down past there. There's a Walgreens on your left. Go past that. You don't want to stop there. Keep on going. It's I think it's. I'll bring up the address in a minute, but I think it's sandwiched between Panhellenic, which is a great little bakery, and the Parthenon, which around there. You can't miss
further south from
it's a little further south before you hit Roosevelt or anything like that. Before you get that far.
And what do you love about Athena?
What I love about Athena for the outdoor seating is for typical for Chicago weather. It's a beautiful, huge outdoor place, which is right in front. And it's got this very tranquil waterfall set up in back, beautiful greenery and rocks and stuff. Great, great Greek food. But if the rain does hit, if we do get a thunderstorm, they have a retractable roof which can come back over. So you're still sitting outside in a beautiful patio setting, but it's covered. Food's great there, and it's a really fun spot.
Johnny O's in Bridgeport. And I feel like I've been there. That sounds familiar to me.
That sounds to me like you've probably been there at 3 in the morning, David, and you just don't remember. another great example of what we do best, I think, is it's not a traditional spot. It's Bridgeport. It's Southside. It's 35th Street. They just do the staple burgers, hot dogs, stuff like that. But it's got a fun. They've got a fun little outdoor seating area. You can sit down in there. Very relaxed, and they do a very classic old school Chicago thing, the mother-in-law. Have you had the mother-in-law?
No.
The mother-in-law is a hot dog bun with a Tom tamale with chili put on top and all the sprinkles along the side of it as well.
Nice.
And it's a very old school, a bit like a British steak sandwich, very classic old school South Side thing. No one seems to know why it's called a mother-in-law. I like the explanation that with the chili and the tamale, it's a pain in your butt the next day. So, like a mother-in-law.
You know, when I thought about all this outdoor dining, I actually thought about the restaurants that I really love going to that I wish had an outdoor patio.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be great?
Right?
Wouldn't that be great if everywhere had an outdoor patio? Go and share with me. I'm excited. I want to hear what your favorites are.
Oh, as far as the outdoors, you know what? On Orleans, I just love when I on a summer Friday night on the way home or whatever it might be, I love going to Club Lago to begin with, and I love their little outdoor patio. It's just a little thin few tables outside, but it's just so great to be outside in the summertime and do that. I love that. Cafe Touche in downtown Edison Park. I love that little French place. They got a little outdoor dining outside as well. Love the Purple Pig. I'm just a big Purple Pig fan, and so is my daughter.
And it helps being so close as well.
It does.
It doesn't run across the street. And they did great food there.
Piccolo Sonio.
Oh, Piccolo. Now that has been on our show too, and that's one.
Yeah.
That's one I was gonna say to you, like, let's talk about this one maybe.
Halsted, yeah.
But because it's so well known, but it's so gorgeous with the lights there, and
you know,
it's such
a
great space.
It's so well known if you live in the city. I really do still feel that when folks come in sometimes from the burbs and they're not as familiar, they go to what's comfortable, and sometimes they go to the chains and stuff. Mm-hmm. I love these little discoveries that you can find downtown, and this Piccolo Sonio is as close to really good authentic Italian food that you can
food
do.
There
right?
is unparalleled, and the outdoor dining experience is also equally unparalleled. Somewhere close to me, which I just remembered, which is Moody's, which is a classic, a classic pub on Broadway.
Yep,
and they do some phenomenal burgers. But
Edgewater,
in Edgewater, and the seating is there's a huge patio seating.
All right, so one of the other ones that I know you like is Port Edwards, which I remember going to family events. It's in Algonquin.
Yeah,
I had cousins that lived there and grew up there, and we'd go there for communions and wedding anniversaries. Mm-hmm. That's a classic place, and it's right on the river there.
It's a fun little trip. Yeah, I mean, it's beautifully perched on the river. You can pull up there as a bandstand there. You can sit there and watch the bands playing, and the people park up their boats and watch that. And Edward's such a fascinating character. I mean, he's built that place up with his own two hands. He's a wonderful guy, a wonderful host, really charismatic, and the food's great as well. It's fun. I mean, the lobster there is very, very well regarded, and clearly it doesn't come from the Fox River.
No,
but it tastes great. I mean, it's such a fun spot. It is fun, right on the water.
The Tropics in Winthrop Harbor.
Another one right on the water. This one is kind of sandwiched between Milwaukee and Chicago. So this one's for the fancy people. If you've got a friend who's got a boat and they're willing to take you out for lunch, suggest this place. You can pull your boat right up the front.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Pull your boat right up the front and get out and go and have some fun lunch. Mm. They do some great lobster grilled cheese sandwiches and Oyster Rockefeller and that kind of stuff. Do you have a boat?
I do have a boat. In fact, I was just thinking about that. I went and picked it up today.
You're kidding.
From storage.
This is so weird. Jen said to me, find out if Dave Ply, my wife Jen said, find out if Dave Ply has a boat. And I said, why is that? She said, because we need some more friends who've got boats so we can go out on the boat.
Now it's funny. I've never thrown it into Lake Michigan.
Okay.
We throw it up in one of the lakes around Lake Geneva. And I'm like, just to see it. After thinking about it for the last 5 months, being cooped up in a little garage someplace in storage, it was like seeing an old friend again. Like
right.
And it's just a little boat, you know, this little Sea Ray that we got. And but it's sitting in the driveway because I got to take it up there and drop it off.
What's it called? What's the name?
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. Why Blue Sky? Blue Sky. Not because of ELO.
My wife named it. She, you know, it's pleasant when you look up in the sky when you're laying down in the boat and you see the sun, you see the clouds, you see the birds, and you hear the waves hitting the boat. And she just loved Blue Sky. So there's a little, and there's a little butterfly on the logo as well.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, well.
You'll have to come up now.
I'm just going to send my wife Jen a text message. Found boat friend for you.
Exactly.
Dave Plyer does have boats.
Exactly.
We're all set for fireworks on July 4th.
Boom.
There we go.
Yeah, there's fireworks on that lake on July 4th. It's just not here. You just got to travel like an hour north.
That's fine.
That's no big deal.
Willing to travel for boat.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And lake house. Do you have a lake house?
I do not. I have a friend that owns an inn up there, like a really good friend, and we stay up there. I think we've been up there for like 15 years, so it's a great place.
Okay, well, you tick off one of our boxes for this summer then. We just need a friend with a lake house next. Okay.
That sounds like a good idea.
I'll let her know too.
I'll work on that. I'll work on that. One of your recent shows that I caught, and I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, was the sandwich episode. Was that recently?
Sandwiches was 2 weeks ago. Last week was Western Burbs.
Okay.
2 weeks ago was sandwiches.
Yeah, you know what? I can never pinpoint where maybe I don't eat enough sandwiches to, or maybe I haven't found one that really, like, you know, floats my boat. But you've got a couple places. The Chicago Bagel Authority is one
Love
of those.
That place.
Yeah.
Great place.
Tell me about it.
They more steamwiches than sandwiches because they steam the bagel.
Right.
It's just a crazy bagel place. It's pretty much any kind of bagel you can think of, any kind of topping you want to put on a sandwich, they've got there. A testament to that is their menu scattered all over the wall, their creations. Oh. Of different types of sandwiches they do. So it's almost impossible. Unless if you're indecisive like me and you love everything, it's the worst place to go. You need someone to hold your hand.
Gotcha.
And they're really good with suggestions, but they have great names as well. Some of the names of their steamwiches, like the Atheist's Nightmare.
Okay.
The Donkey Punch.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a great place.
Silurian Sons in Bridgeport?
God. Probably the best.
You've stumped me on a lot of these today. I haven't been to many of these at all.
Dude, yeah. You have to go.
Probably, I have to get out.
Probably the best breaded steak sandwich I've ever had.
Oh, I love that.
And I don't say that lightly.
Okay.
It's done by hand. It takes a while because they do each one by order.
What do they put on it?
They flatten out the beef, the steak first, obviously, and then they put it in a wash of eggs and it's seasoned, and it's also got a little bit of crushed red peppers. And then it moves into the breadcrumb mix.
Ooh.
But it's not like out of a packet breadcrumbs. It's freshly done breadcrumbs. They've got parsley in there. There's some Reggiano in
there,
too.
They do a little marinara, a little tomato sauce on there?
They don't.
No, this is okay. I'm thinking rickabinis,
But they do it like rickabinis. I mean, that's a classic style. It's with some tons of cheese and red sauce. But they like to do theirs with mozzarella and just some giardiniera. And it works so well because their beef is so buttery. And I love all the other places that do it, but just this one stood out to me. It was just because I think the attentiveness of how they did it. It's just two ladies working in the back. It looks like you're looking through a kitchen window.
I like that.
They've got one little pan making all these breaded steak sandwiches.
That's awesome.
Seriously, Solarian Sun, check it out. You guys listening?
In Bridgeport. You know, I know I'm a big Bang Bang Pie fan, and I've gone there for pies, but I just discovered more their sandwiches, and a lot of them are breakfast sandwiches, but they do lunch stuff too. Those are the most unique flavors I've ever had. It's just, it's very filling, it's very heavy, but it's so good. Like, it's just flavors that just punch you in the face.
I love that.
Sandwiches,
you know, sandwiches can be, I think that's a thing from when you're a kid, when you're growing up and your parents can't be bothered, or they're in a rush. It's like, here's a PB&J, or here's just ham and a slice of cheese. Or, you know, and it's like, is that what a sandwich is? Is that what my life is going to be like?
Yeah.
And you become an adult, and it's like, I don't want to eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
But when you go to one of these places, and they blow you away, and you just... reimagining and revisiting an old friend is great.
And that's what I love about the show, because you just kind of reignite and reintroduce some really cool new things to everybody. Any food trucks getting excited these days?
Off the top of my head, oh my God, I love them all. I mean, I have old favorites from way back from when they first entered the city, places like the Fat Shallop, which they have now have a sister truck called the Fat Pickle.
Oh.
Yeah, ooh. Dangerous. They have a second truck. There's a couple of new lobster trucks flying around as well. They're pretty cool. The beauty of food trucks is there's so many of them, and they all serve everything you can want, from cupcakes to cookies to lobster rolls.
And there's apps to find those too, by the way, like where they're parked and stuff like that. You can check that around the city. Because people don't know where sometimes where to find them.
There is a great, if you don't follow them yourself on social, then you're more fool you, because that's the best way to find them. But there's also a guy on Twitter called Chicago Food Truck Finder, and he has a website that tells you where they're all pinpointed at that precise moment and how long they're going to be there. So he's a great resource if you're hunting them down when you're in the city.
And you've got a great app as well.
Yes,
Chicago's
we do.
Best, obviously. Yep.
The Chicago's Best TV app. It's on iTunes. It's a great resource. We have every segment that we've ever done, every restaurant that's ever been on the show is on the app. So if you're,
it's an idea generator.
It's also an idea generator.
So you're out looking to figure out where you're going to eat, and I like doing that last minute stuff. My wife hates it, but I like kind of going, boom, where are we going, and then we go.
Yep, and you can type in steak, you can type in spaghetti, you can type in Italian, Mexican.
Whatever you're in the mood for.
Yeah, and it will search by the area that you're located in and give you all the options. Heck, you can even watch the segments through the app as well if you're like, well, I wonder what Brittany or Ellie ate when they were there, and you can check that out.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And you can kind of get a feel of place.
And the 200th episode coming up, and it's going to be like an hour-long special. Tell me a little bit
we're very excited about this. This has been something that we've been kind of counting down to and getting excited about for the last 3-5 months, getting towards it. And we were trying to figure out what to do, and there was lots of discussions and brainstorming sessions. And then we hit upon the idea of, you know, we never do this. We never go back anywhere. But there are certain places that have
so it's
stood
a revisit.
Out. It's a revisit. So there's certain places that have stood out for their excellence or for the personality or for whatever it may be. And we thought, let's do that. How are we going to choose 5? And then we heard the news that we're going to get an hour-long special.
Oh, yeah.
So we stretched it to 8 places.
Oh, that's great.
And then we threw it back to our fans and we said, look, here's 2 great Italian beefs. Vote for them. Here's 2 great hot dogs.
Love the interaction of all this, of the
so,
every
so,
show. Yeah.
So our fans chose the 8 spots that we're going to go back to and visit, but we haven't told them yet because
it's got to be the big reveal.
We're going to announce it on the episode when it airs on June 12th. Hour-long episode, June 12th, 10 p.m. WGN, and we'll be visiting 8 of the kind of like quintessential, I guess, Chicago things. So like Italian beef, we're going to do ribs, we're going to do a hot dog, we're doing Chicago style pizza, all these kind of things we're doing in an hour long, but we're going back to like some old classics.
And if you miss an episode, always go to chicagobesttv.com.
chicagobesttv.com. Yep. And we also have some other, it's been so long since I've seen you, we're also in the podcast game ourselves.
I heard
now.
This, yeah. Tell me
yeah,
about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of a brainchild of our producers, and they wanted to do some more behind the scenes stuff, give people some more extra information. So we do this, I'm not so much a part of this. This is the baby of Jason, one of our producers. What they do is we rotate the photographer Jordan, Molly, the lead producer on the show, myself, Brittany, our camera guy Jordan, our editor Jazz, all these kind of people are going to rotate, but you're going to hear behind the scenes stories, not so much a regurgitation of what you just saw the night before in the episode, but more like last week Molly and Jason were discussing nicknames, and that Jason calls Molly the little warden. Because she's short and she's kind of in charge of everything.
Nice.
So
you get to know everybody.
Yeah, you get to know everyone. It's a little fun, more information than just the regular you'd see on the TV.
And then Friday afternoon Facebook Live series in May, Conversations Over a Sandwich. So tell me a little bit about that.
This is really fun. We just started doing this in May, and thanks to the kind of the evolution of the internet and apps and everything that goes on with your phone. And with Facebook Live now, we've decided to use this, and we've started doing this thing for May, which is called Conversations Over Sandwiches.
Yeah.
And we have a local celebrity who comes in and comes sit down with either Brittany or I, and we eat while we chat while we're eating a sandwich.
That's
so
cool, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. The first one we did was a local artist called Sir the Baptist. He's just got signed to Atlantic Records.
Oh, cool.
He was just on Seth Meyers' late night show. He's blowing up. He's got a great song called Raise Hell. So I sat down with him the first week. It was a lot of fun. Then last week, Brittany sat down with Pat McGann, the comedian from Southside.
Yeah.
She had a good chat with him over a steam, which actually from Chicago Bagel
from
Authority.
Chicago Bagel, okay.
This Friday, which we're going to miss because this is airing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So then, last Friday. Last Friday, Brittany sat down with Pat Tomasulo from WGN Morning News.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a lot of fun. And then next week, there's one more week to catch it. I'm going to be sitting down with a personal friend of mine who's in the ABC TV show called The Real O'Neills.
Oh, cool.
She's on that. She plays a character called Aunt Jodie. Her name's Mary Hollis, and she's... I don't know if she'll even call me a friend anymore because now she's so Hollywood.
She's big. She's too big.
We're pretty not friends. She's pretty. I don't even know who you are.
That's very cool.
But she's super fun. She's a comedian as well, and she's done a lot of improv, and she spent a lot of time here in Chicago. So she's very kindly, I twisted her arm and said, please come
very
chat.
Cool.
So that's worth listening to.
And then tonight, Retro Eats.
Yes, this is an awesome episode. This is all old school eats, drive-ups, drive-ins, car hops, bell hops. Lots of classic cars, lots of classic.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I like that. That's like that. I love that vintage stuff. That's all me.
Dude, this
I'll be tuning in, man.
This episode is so much fun. Yeah. And comes with the territory. Ridiculously crazy ass characters of these places, the only
awesome
places.
Chicago's Best, Sunday night at 10 on WGN. Elliot, always a pleasure.
I'm always pleased to be here. I enjoy spending time.
What do we do next? All right, let's do ice cream and like sweet stuff next.
Let's do your boat next.
Okay, we'll talk about what we're going to do next on the boat.
On the boat.
All right, I like that, buddy. Take care. All right, news is next, 720 WGN.